the Rotary clubs and people are really tuning into what you guys created. Was this your little invention, having online bingo?
It was a challenge from our local community resident when COVID first happened back in the first lockdown back in March and April, and said, you know, why don't you guys do something like this? And we stumbled on it a little bit and decided weren't too sure, and then launched full force, and here we are 10 months later still calling bingo.
Isn't that interesting? So people get their cards off Spotify. Is that how it all kind of, if you can tell us how it's evolved here, and then we'll get caught up now so our listeners that may want to take it in can get involved then.
For sure. So it's really easy. You go to the, you can just Google Rotary Community Bingo on Facebook. Our main platform is Facebook. It keeps everything nice and tight that way. They can go on to, they can just do a search on Facebook for Rotary Community Bingo, find it, join the group. It's got all the details. Takes you to a link at Shopify where you can simply buy all your cards, make your e-transfer directly to the Rotary Club, and your cards will arrive in 2 to 3 minutes right after that.
Very good. What made it really take off, though?
I think it was just when, you know, we were doing okay, we were holding our own, but when we wanted to expand and offer the opportunity to multiple communities and Rotary Clubs across our district, that's when it really took off. And we began to see some growth when Cranbrook came on, and now we're all over the East and West Kootenays, and it's just exploded since before Christmas.
I was reading you've got like 11 different Rotary Clubs signed on. Penny was telling us, a local Rotarian here, that like her mother and people that are related to her in Winnipeg are actually playing. So anybody can link on because it's internet-based. But how are you getting your money for prizes? Is that all through sponsorship then?
No, we have a mixture of both. So we have 50% of all card sales go back to the winners as prizes. We also have sponsorships to help out with some of our other larger events like the Progressive to make sure that we've got enough money in the pot to get the Progressive going. And we've got a really exciting promotion coming up that we can't tell you about quite yet because it's still under wraps, Dennis, but it's going to be really exciting, and a long-term supporter has really come through on this, so we're super excited about that.
Bottom line, though, you've got a $16,000 pot, or getting pretty close to $16,000 now, coming up for tonight's bingo, is that right?
Yeah, we're closing in really quickly on $16,000. We gave away just about $19,000 last week, so our target today is to get it over $20,000 and to make a whole bunch of people happy.
You've got a 1:30 cutoff time for people to get cards and get into it, right?
1 o'clock cutoff. 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 12 o'clock Pacific.
6:30 start for the game tonight. Okay, for the games.
Yeah, we actually start, we encourage people to come. We go live at 6. Dennis, just to give people a chance to make sure that all the technology is working, ask any questions, we go over the rules. It's a great chance for us to connect. We've got this great relationship with a lot of our players that have been playing for many, many months, so it's our chance to kind of connect and just have some fun with the group.
How do you get, like, if somebody calls a bingo, you've got all these people playing, what do? They put their hands up on there? Are they facially up on, like, a Zoom screen? How do they call in if they get a bingo?
So everything's done through the chat. So we have a pretty good understanding of when we expect a bingo to be coming, so we'll slow the game down a little bit. Someone will get a bingo, they'll type bingo, they'll type the sequence, their ball number that they received, and their card number. And that allows us to account for any latency in the program, so we're able to look at their sequence of the ball, and we may get 2 or 3 bingos called on different numbers. We'll go back to the ball sequence, confirm the oldest ball that was called. That would be the first bingo we'll check. We've got an electronic checking system, so as soon as they give us their card number, we punch it up. It goes up on the screen, and all the viewers can see whether it's a good bingo or not, and if anything is missing or anything like that. So it's a really slick system. It works so well.
Who is calling it then? Is it you yourself, or do you have guest callers?
We have everything, Dennis. We'd love to have you up. I think it would be a lot of fun once we're out. But we've got the Rotarians call. Some games it's me. Usually I'll do a bit of an introduction, but we've got 3 or 4 callers that rotate. And we have just started introducing guest callers in the last 2 weeks, and we really want to expand that, maintaining the COVID safety plan, obviously.
You just flashed me back about 43 years. I kid you not, I used to call bingo, and the jackpots were $2.50 for Creston Cable Video in like 1976. And you that's a long time. Anyway, oh yeah, no, I would gladly do that sometime once the pandemic thing kind of tames down. Any other words you want to get out there while we've got you, Greg? And congratulations on this. I know how it's taken off for you Rotary Community Bingo in Golden.
You know, we just really want to encourage people. It's such a fun time to get out, and the opportunity. We couldn't do what we do without the support of all the communities, all the Rotarians.
Okay.
So we're just really thankful for that, and we're happy to be able to give back. And I guess the biggest thing is that there's a lot of volunteers that work behind the scenes to make this happen. And just a big shout out to everyone who works throughout the week to put this together, because Friday night is only a glimpse of all the hard work that's done during the week. So thank you, everyone, for everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Rotary Clubs, West Kootenay, East Kootenay, all tied in. Thank you. And we look forward to meeting you someday when we can get up to Golden then. Greg, thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Dennis. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Online bingo. Golden Rotary, tied in with all the other Rotary clubs as well. Here's the banners on 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist.